Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today's broadcast is titled, Why Forgiveness is Good for Your Health. Logically, the converse is also true. Refusing to forgive is bad for your health. So let's take a look at forgiveness and unforgiveness and how each affects our health for good or bad. As I speak, the Christmas season is fast upon us. It seems as though this season brings problems of unforgiveness to the forefront more than any other season of the year. The reason is that during the Christmas season, we often have to face unpleasant or uncomfortable relationship situations that we can more easily avoid at other times of the year. Does this describe you? Are you one of those people who wants to get over with the Christmas season as quickly as possible because of relationships gone sour? Do you want to avoid having to confront people who have hurt you and who continue to hurt you? If so, you are not alone. But if you are still hurting because of someone's actions against you, then you have not yet truly forgiven that person. You are still hanging on to bitterness and unforgiveness toward that person. In my more than 40 years of helping people, I can confidently say that the refusal to forgive is at the root of most emotional and physical problems. Some studies show that up to 80% of our physical problems are caused by unforgiveness. Why? Because our souls and our bodies are intimately connected. Unforgiveness compromises our immune system and other systems of our bodies, including our digestive system, our circulatory system, and our endocrine system. Unforgiveness blocks the flow of healing and health in our souls and in our bodies and keeps us a prisoner of the person or persons we refuse to forgive. All of us have been hurt in life. And I would venture to say, all of us have hurt others. If you find that you are still being affected or even tormented by the hurts of others, then you have not forgiven those who have hurt you. Why do most people have such a difficult time forgiving? I believe the main reason is that they do not understand what forgiveness really means. If you are one of those people, listen carefully as we look at what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not. Let's look first at what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook. Forgiveness is not condoning evil. Forgiveness is not being a doormat. Forgiveness is not having to trust again the person who hurt you. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is not an option. Now, let's look at what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is taking the person who hurt you off of your hook and placing him on God's hook, but then praying that God will have mercy on him. Forgiveness is acknowledging that evil was done, but choosing to bear the consequences of that evil without retaliation. Forgiveness is taking charge of your emotions. Forgiveness is setting boundaries with the person who hurt you, even refusing temporary or permanent interaction with that person if necessary. An example would be a wife who is being beaten by her husband. Forgiveness is a decision. Forgiveness is obedience to God's commandment to forgive. No matter how badly you have been hurt, choose to forgive. It's the best thing you can do for your own well-being. Unforgiveness chains you emotionally to the person who hurt you. Forgiveness breaks that chain and sets you free. We've all heard the phrase forgive and forget. Well, forgiving does not necessarily mean forgetting. Some hurtful events we will never forget, but remembering them does not mean we have not forgiven the person who hurt us. So, how can we know that we have truly forgiven someone? We can know that we have truly forgiven when the memory of the hurtful event no longer causes us emotional pain. We may never forget the event, excuse me, but we will no longer experience emotional pain when we think of the event. What better time is there than the Christmas season to forgive those who have hurt us? The very essence of Christmas is the truth that God forgave humanity through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Who are we not to forgive others when God has forgiven us? Maybe you need to forgive yourself for a poor decision or a sinful action. Forgiving yourself is just as important as forgiving others. So this Christmas and every day, forgive. But don't just forgive, ask to be forgiven. As the Word of God tells us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. All of us need not only to forgive, but also to be forgiven. And as long as we are on this earth, it is never too late to forgive or to be forgiven. In our own strength, we do not have the power to forgive. It is Jesus Christ who gives us the strength and the ability to forgive. Do you know Jesus Christ? Have you met him yet? If not, please allow me to introduce him to you. He is God the Savior, the one who forgave you of all of your sins and who paid the price for your sin by going to the cross to take your punishment and mine. Won't you receive him now as your Savior and Lord? Just pray this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I acknowledge that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, and that you rose from the dead. I receive you now as my Savior and Lord. With your power, I choose to forgive all those who hurt me. I choose to forgive myself. I receive your forgiveness. Amen. If you sincerely prayed this prayer, you are now a born-again child of God and a follower of Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus, I invite you to visit my websites at MaryAnnDiorio.com and MaryAnnDiorioMinistries.com. For a heartwarming, compelling story on the power of forgiveness to heal a broken family, you may wish to read my novella titled A Christmas Homecoming. It is available on Amazon in electronic format for your Kindle, Nook, or iPad, and would make a special gift for someone you know who is struggling to forgive. Last but not least, may you forge happy memories this Christmas season as the power of forgiveness sets you free. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Mary Ann DiIorio, your virtual life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that he will help you to keep on winning with the Word.